Jesus knew the hour had come. The fulfillment. For in the celebration in which we participate, the banquet of love is presented to us. And we are invited to accept the gift of participating in this banquet. It means a change in our lives. We can no longer pretend that we can take it or leave it, believe it or don't believe it. We now see in the actions of Jesus, in the words of Jesus, every phrase is an expression of the love God has for us. For us. We begin the celebration imitating Jesus in the washing of the feet. This action, this cleansing action that we participate in is best represented as an act of forgiveness. See, Jesus washes the feet of all those who are there, those who will abandon him, those who will betray him, those who will be so frightened they run away. But it doesn't stop Jesus from being loving. He demonstrates to us that that's what the Father does. He loves us unreservedly. Not because we deserve it, but he loves us because that's what God does. Gives us his love. And then asks us to receive that love and give it to one another. For Jesus demonstrates that an expression of God's love is to always be forgiving. Jesus forgives the sinner. We talk about him forgiving the sin. Jesus doesn't forgive the sin. He forgives the sinner. The one who does wrong. And when we tell ourselves, I'm not sure I can forgive another person, we're concentrating on the sin rather than the sinner. Jesus demonstrates that with God, we are all given another chance, another opportunity to accept the gift of his love. And this love is so overpowering, so overwhelming, that it changes us. Forgiveness is the first level. When we do that, we enter into a creative and life-giving force that's beyond our imagining. We don't stop at forgiving or stop and decide if we will. We acknowledge that we stand before God as those who have made mistakes and committed sins, and we accept tonight the gift of his total love for us and the forgiveness of our sins as sinners, and know that we have a right to sit at the banquet of the Lord with everyone else. No longer can we discriminate against those who deserve and those who don't deserve. Everyone is undeserving of this gift. But we come here and symbolically take the water that is given and wash the feet of people who represent our community. And then we will use during the Easter celebrations that same holy water to bless ourselves and remind ourselves we have been forgiven and loved beyond our wildest imagining. So rich is this gift that we need to constantly remember it is given to us again and again. You and I, my brothers and sisters, recognize and participate in a sacrament where we receive the generous love of God, not because we deserve it, but because God is always generous and loving. And then Jesus says to us, you can be the same. You can do the same. And we quickly say, oh, not me, I can't do it. Yes, you can. You can forgive everyone as Christ does, as God does. Everyone. You can allow everyone to be a part of the banquet, to celebrate together the great gift that's given to us. You can receive the holy water and bless yourself and remind yourself you've been given the gift of forgiveness and love, and you are going forth to give it to others. See, you and I have to stop this believing that somehow it's up to us to decide if people should be forgiven. Forgiveness is a gift God gives. And as generously as he gives it to us, he asks us to give it to one another. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. What Jesus does on this night is change the face of the earth. The hour has come to no longer deny who he is. He is the forgiver, the lover, the one who demonstrates for his followers and for you and I that our lives can be different. We can move beyond the things that trap us and ensnare us and limit us. Never again should we have a question about forgiving. It should always be a given. We forgive others because we have been forgiven and blessed with so generous a gift that we are able to come to the banquet of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, we will demonstrate through our song and prayer and our celebration of this sacrament that we believe and accept that we are loved by God with that kind of generosity. And if we choose to say to ourselves, to commit ourselves, that we will go forth from here also following Christ, as I have forgiven, so you are to forgive. As I have washed their feet, so you are to wash their feet. Cleanse one another. Free one another. And then we will be so overwhelmed and surprised by what love will do in our lives that it will be wonderful to experience. What a gift. What a generous gift that is given to us as we celebrate this feast and bless ourselves and allow our sins to be washed away and we to be given new life in Christ. Let us carry that life forth, that we may offer it to one another with the same generous gratitude with which it is first given to us.